Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I met this girl a couple weekends ago at a wedding, and we both got stuck at, like, the same table. You know, we're both single, so I told her, like, hey, you know, if you need anybody to hang out or dance with tonight, I'm right here.
Aw, that's so sweet. If I was by myself at a wedding, I would definitely take a guy up on that offer.
No, well, I mean, she did, and we talked during dinner. We got to know each other, did a few shots. We pretty much danced together the entire night, and in fact, people were, like, coming up to us and asking, like, oh, how long have you been together as a couple? And we were like, 45 minutes.
Wow. Okay, so the whole meeting people at a wedding thing actually works then.
I mean, it did for me, yeah.
Okay, so the connection was there then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, after the reception was over, we went somewhere else for some drinks, and then I asked if she wanted to crash at my place, so she came over and spent the night.
Wow, okay, wow. Way to go, Scott. So you guys went to your... Now, did you end up,
No. I mean, like, we messed around a bunch, but we didn't end up having sex.
I gotcha. But so you enjoyed each other's company.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and when I tell you I've never clicked with somebody so much in my life. I mean, I remember thinking, this person here could be my next girlfriend. This
wow, that's awesome. Okay, but I'm assuming something went wrong, though, or you wouldn't be calling us.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what went wrong. The next morning, she got up early and asked if I could make her breakfast and said that she had to get going, but she was going to call me. So I wait a day or two, no call, and I'm telling myself, all right, just stay cool, don't ask desperate, don't... overreact. Let's just let her make the first move. So I wait, and then there's nothing. So I'm finally thinking, all right, well, what if she lost my phone number, you know, or something? Or, like, what if she's been actually trying to reach me? So I sent her a text message asking what she was doing for Memorial Day weekend, and she's like, yeah, I am super busy. And that was the last time I heard from her.
Oh, man. Okay, so she gave you the blow off.
Yep. Pretty much. Wow. And then the thing that I can't understand was, like, guys, the entire night we were having an absolute blast together. And I could tell she was really into me, and I was totally into her, and I have no idea what happened.
So, once again, and we get these all the time, we have somebody who starts out super into you, and then something happens that makes them pull a 180 for no good reason. I can't tell you how many of these we've had to figure out. So, I'm assuming that's what you want to know, why she acted so interested that night and now she's not.
Yeah. Like, I just don't know what I did that made her give me the blow off like that. You know?
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that she's married?
No. She's not married because we're both friends with the bride and groom. And they both said to us, oh my gosh, we're so glad you guys found each other. You're perfect together.
Yeah, I feel like if she was married and at the wedding, like, by herself, somebody would have come up to you and been like, you know she's married, right?
Yeah, no. She is definitely not married.
Okay, so great time at the wedding. You go for drinks, you come home, you do some heavy petting, and then the next day she's no longer interested. Mm-hmm. So that leaves us with the normal line of questioning here. Forgive us for asking. Did you try any weird sexual move on her?
Absolutely not. Nope,
okay.
None of that.
So everything you guys did was pretty much by the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you go pee-pee or poop in the bed, like, or have terrible flatulence in your sleep?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay. Do you keep a collection of fingernails under your bed anywhere? Something weird like that?
That's right. No, that is disgusting.
Because one time that was the reason. Okay, so you have this girl's name, this girl's phone number then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Give it to us. We'll get her on the phone and we'll find out what's going on, okay?
All right, great.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lindsay?
Can I ask who's calling?
This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. So, listen, we were calling you because we asked people this morning if they ever had a date that started great, but then it ended really bad. And we got a text from somebody named Scott. He said he met you at a wedding a few weekends ago. Do you remember meeting Scott?
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay. So he said that things between the two of you started out really great, but ended kind of different. But he said he didn't know why. Does that sound right? Or
Well, sort of. First of all, we never went on a date. I met him at a wedding.
Right. He mentioned that. But he texted us that the whole night he met you seemed to be perfect. But then the next day, he thought you were going to call or text, and then you never did. And he was kind of wondering if there was a reason for that.
Yeah, there was kind of a reason.
Okay, so we want to protect your personal life as much here as possible. So if it's something like, you know, I'm in another relationship, or I was at the time, I mean, we don't need to get into that at all.
Well, no, I'm single.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't another dude then?
No.
Okay, so let's retrace the steps here for a minute. You meet him at a wedding. Was the wedding nice? Did you have fun at the wedding?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay. So then he said you guys went for a drink somewhere for a little bit. Did something happen while you guys went for drinks?
Is he listening to us right now?
No. He just texted us.
Oh, okay.
So was it during the drinks then? Did he say something?
No, it wasn't that. Okay, so I'll tell you what happened, but the whole story is, like, ridiculous.
Okay, well, ridiculous is our forte. So what happened? Bring it on here.
So we go out for drinks after the wedding, and that was fine. And I was really into him, so we went back to his place, but I made it clear that I was, like, that it was just to talk. We were not having sex.
Okay, did he understand that part?
Yeah, I mean, he was a perfect gentleman, nothing bad.
Okay, good. So, but well, something bad happened at some point, though, correct?
I mean, so he's in the bathroom because he was brushing his teeth and stuff, getting ready for bed. And I was still in the dress, I was wearing from the wedding. So I asked him if I can hang the dress up so it doesn't, like, get wrinkled. And he goes, sure. There's a bunch of hangers in my closet. So I open his closet, and I'm looking for a hanger, and I'm moving a bunch of shirts and stuff over, like, to find a hanger. And I see this, like, bright red suit hanging in the back of the closet, almost like if somebody had a Santa Claus suit hiding in their closet or, like, something.
Oh, my God. So you slept with Santa Claus.
No, it wasn't that. But I moved everything out of the way to see, and it was a full adult-sized Power Ranger costume.
Power Ranger, like the TV show, like Go-Go Power Rangers?
Yes. So I yell, hey, I love your Halloween costume. And he goes, what? And I go, I love the Halloween costume, the Power Ranger. And when I said it, I completely expected him to be all, like, embarrassed and go, oh my God, I'm so sorry you saw that. But that's, like, not what happened at all.
Oh, so, all right, so what did happen?
He goes, oh, no, that's not a Halloween costume. That's my cosplay suit. I wear it to all the conventions. And I'm like, what kind of conventions? And he goes, you know, Comic-Con, RangerCon. And he starts naming all these things, like, that he goes to.
So was he on the TV show or something? Like, is he, like, a panelist at these conventions?
No. He just loves Power Rangers and dressing up and acting like a Power Ranger when he goes to these things.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, you're 30 years old and you dress up like a freaking Power Ranger.
I see. Okay. So did you ask him to put on the suit before you made out with him? Or?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I wanted to get the hell out of there immediately, but I had no ride home and I didn't want to wait outside for 30 minutes for an Uber. So I stayed the night, and the next morning I got the hell out of it.
I got you. So you like him, but you can't get around the Power Ranger thing.
No. Sorry. I'm not trying to date a grown man who plays like superhero dress up on the weekend.
You know, honestly, I don't blame you. I have never understood the whole grown up costume thing. You know, except on Halloween, that's fine, or a kid's birthday party, but this.
Okay, Lindsay, we'll try to pass on the info for you so Scott knows exactly what happened.
Yeah, I mean, tell him I'm really sorry. I just can't do the whole grown-ups in costumes thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.